advice I know. We're discussing Taisus Kasha. Yvonne. Then why don't you have a migu? They could have said, Minach Zavinta. So we had all discussion. Machlekes Achrayim, Machlekes Masha, and the Tumim on one side, Shach on the other side. Whether the Kash is on the case of six, or the Kash is on the case of seven. Masha assumes the Kash is on the case of seven, maybe because of the dictative lashon of Taisvis. And Meili says that this kasha is not a kasha on the Yesh Mefarshim. Because the Yesh Mefarshim won't say exactly like Taisvis kasha. Yesh Mefarshim say that in the case of seven, that's there's no Edom on seven, there's just Edom on three. And he's Neman. And he was 0-7 with a migu. That's how the Mashah understands Yesh Mefarshim. Taisus Kasha. That why is Neman with a migu? Right? Yesh Mefarshim will say, guess what? That's exactly what he's being Neman. He's not Neman with a migu. That means Mashah and the Tumim following him learn that the Pshan Yesh Mefarshim is Taka Midin Migu. It's Taka Midin Migu. Like the Shita of the Ramban, that you never with a Migu. The Man Taka says, you never with a Migu. Now, the question is though, where in the Ramban saying that you never with a Migu. And the Ramban says, but the Gemara is not talking about that. That's not what the Gemara is talking about, says Ramban. Because the Gemara Abad is talking about with his Edim. Says Ramban, why? What's my Hechruch? But otherwise, I don't understand the Gemara that Achal Shiz, Ein Lecha Mecha Gedoel Mizu. I don't understand the Gemara. Because if you're telling me that there are no Edim, there's Achal Shis, there's no Edim that's Achal Sheva, there's no Edim that's Achal Sheva, it means there's no Edim that's Achal Shis. Im Kain, Weiter, why isn't he Neman with the Migu? So why by Shis isn't he Neman with the Migu? Which is Taisus Kasha going to the Shach. Why isn't he Neman with the Migu by Shis? Achal Shis, why isn't he Neman with the Migu? If the Gemara is talking about there's no Edim. Elamai says to Ramban, Al Karchal, the Gemara about this moment, there is Edim, Mamela, then I understand. But Achal Shis, he's not Neman. Why? Because if it's Edim that he ate it 2 years, if it's Edim that he was there before he was there, so then he loses his Migu. What's his Migu? He could have said, I bought it from you. But it's Edim that he ate it 2 years before the Ma'arer even bought it. So then, he's not Neman to say, I mean, he was already on the field before. He's not Neman to say that he bought it afterwards. He's not Neman to say he bought it afterwards. Because we say he was there like it then. And that, Rabbi Yainog, he says, no. He can still have a time. He can say he was the Leperis. The Mela, it's not like he's a Ganav that we say a Ganav and a Chazaka. So it's possible he's still never to say that he bought it afterwards. He bought it from the Maharer. And therefore he has a Migu. Therefore, theoretically, he has a Migu. And then we have the Ben Yon has to explain why Takin is no Migu. So now, the question is, So that's the Ramban. That's what Ramban deals with. If we're going to maintain, yeah, we have Gdel Achrayim that learn up the Yesh Mefarshim, then it's Midin Migu. Hashah, Tumim, they all learn the Taisus Midin Migu. Even though we said the Pashm Shah in the Rishbam, it's not going to happen in the Migu. It doesn't mention Migu, it's Mashm, not like that. But Maisa, the Gdel Achrayim do learn that it's Midin Migu. So the question is, according to them, how do they learn the Gemara? What do they do? Another Baratar, how do they answer the Ramban's question? How do they answer the Ramban's question? How do they learn the Gemara Bashis? Why Bashis, if it's if they learn, if that's the Yesh Mefarshim, how do they understand the Yesh Mefarshim? How does the Yesh Mefarshim explain the Gemara, Avol Shis, Ein Lecha Machom Gezah? How's that? Why don't you know what it means? Those are about the question. The Ramban proves from there that there are Edom in the Gemara, but Yesh Mefarshim says there are no Edom in the Gemara. So, Mekan Hagar Kush L'Dokhto, why attack on Jenemon over there? Why attack on Jenemon over there? And don't tell me, Batsim says to him in different words, that, what do you mean? So, you know, Taisus has a kasha of Migu, Taisus says, Teretz, why there's no Migu? Right? Because he wouldn't want it to, since he doesn't know that the guy is a star, so if he's not willing to open himself up to trouble and say, I bought it from you, because then he doesn't know what the guy's tiny machal. So then maybe the Marakam is going to come chasing after him, that if he's married, they bought it from him, not from Marakama. He doesn't know what he doesn't know the guy's a star, and the Marakam then knocks the Marakam out of the picture. So if the Marakam is not out of the picture, I don't know if he explains it so clearly yesterday, and Chaim Zohar again, in Taisus, the Terrace is, why is it an Emun with the Migu? Right? He wouldn't say that he's like, what if your wife? He's worried about the Marakama. Because if the Ma'arit doesn't have a star, he doesn't know the Ma'arit has a star, so then, as far as he knows, the Marakam is still lurking in the background, and he might be to bed, and then I'll get messed up once he says that I bought it from you. So then, it's not a geshmak atayin of him to say I bought it from the Ma'arit. So therefore, one second. So therefore, there's no migul. So you tell me, so what's the problem? So maybe you ask me, can the Rabban's kasha? There's 100 truths from the Rishonim, yeah, to dance the Rabban's kasha. Ben Yaina has his kinesh, has Ben Yaina say it? Ben Yaina has a different kinesh. What's Ben Yaina? Ben Yaina answers. What does Ben Yaina answer? Where is it? No, where?
Someone.
The answer is, where is it? Why the mouth and all? No. Based on the legal.
Next page.
So he says a little different page. He says that maybe the Ma'ara is going to hide the star. I'm going to cahoots. Oh, here it is. I'm going to cahoots with the what's the name? The Marakama. There's a nachayim. So I show Yeshlam. Think I ain't a master. I'm a migul. Fish misyari litan minachse bente. Pen yichpoish es a star. V'yoyim loyshaliu. V'yavoyi ba'al mishayinim. V'yidru miyodek. They lach slamida. V'yadzeh shemach lamachrayinim. Because they'll be in cahoots and hide a star. The Marakam is going to get it in order to give it back. In order to give it back to the Mar. Fine. So we have aids. We have truth for the migul. Yeah. But you can't say that for the Yesh Mefarshim. You can't say that for the Yesh Mefarshim. Why?
The whole Gemara is working with it.
Because then why Be'sheva Yinaman? Right? So obviously, the truths that the Rishonim give, why the Migu is not accepted, if you're learning the Yesh Mefarshim is Middin Migu, then it's not going to help you. Right? So therefore, now, if you learn the Yesh Parashim is not midin migu, yeah, we still have to explain the Gemara, right? But again, learn the Yesh Parashim kapshuta, yeah. That's dumb. I have chazaka 3 years. I'm meant to say because I was master 3 years. I'm meant to say I was there all 7 years, yeah. And the Chagav, why is it to say that he was there all 7 years? Why can't you just say I bought it 7 years ago?
It's a chazaka for 4 years, macha.
What no macha?
He sold in the 4th year.
He sold it.
Michael sold in the 4th year.
He sold in the 4th year. No,
so to be there all 7, so you get a chazaka before you sold it. Years 1, 2, 3.
Right. If he says that I bought it 7 years ago, but I wasn't there the whole time, I bought it 7 years ago.
I say
I bought
it. You wouldn't have a chazak. You wouldn't have a
chazak. 3 years now and just 7 years ago I bought it. 3 years
ago, 7 years ago,
what?
Why? What's the maicha? What do you mean?
He sold it. The maicha sold it. He has to have a chazaka before the maicha.
Okay. Because, meaning, because since he wasn't machzik, even though he's saying he bought it then, he had no reason to feel comfortable because he wasn't on it, he wasn't the guy's face, and the guy should buy it. Very good.
That's the answer that was.
No, he's right. It's Pashup Shah. What? Because then there's a machah before he bought it. There's a machah before he has a chazaka. So it's not gonna help. Then a chazaka is not gonna help. There's a machah. Which is the same you said that some taka what I taka said this morning, Shtosai, that it's a little bit about a case of six. So he said, I think my case of six. He asked the Yeshua Parsha, if he's true to the Yeshua Parsha. Why about a case of six do we say that he's not Neman, he has a chazaka, he said he bought it 6 years ago. The answer is, Zokdari, because Maisa is a mechal after 2 years, so if he should have kept the shtar, so if he doesn't have a chazaka. If he doesn't have a chazaka anymore, because he should have kept the shtar. So if you learn the Yesh Mepharsh Gipshutai, yeah, Rabbi says Chazir again. He's saying that he's there 3 years, the last 3 years. And he has a chazaka. Because he's never to say they were there 7 years. Yeah? Not me, then Migu. Stop, he's never. Yeah? Then.
Wait, the one is.
No, so well, why is Taki Neman? Why is he never say they
he doesn't have a chazaka now.
He was there now 3 years, yeah? Aiden was there 3 years. He's never to say he was there 7 years. Why take the quote unquote Kafi Pshuta? Why is Zapash? Why take is he never? Without Migo, why is he never? Why is he never there 7 years? Once Ari explained to us so brilliantly why he needs a chazaka before, he has to have a chazaka before. Why is he never there had a chazaka before? Why is he never that he was there? 1 second. Why is he never that he was there? If you could just say, "Time I bought it 7 years ago," the chok yesh matayin. I bought it 7 years ago, but there's bamas mevor. He's not just saying I bought it 7 years ago. He's saying I've been there for the last 7 years, right? So I got to throw a different chesh. Why he has to be there 7 years? Are you saying a better pshat? The reason why he has to be there 7 years is otherwise there's a macha. 1 second. I mean, but he has to be neman. That he was there 7 years. What gives him the manis that he was there 7 years? How's the chazak given a manis that he was there for 7 years? The fact that he was there 3 years now, why is that given a manis that he's been living there for the last 7 years? Explain that without migul. Take the word migul out of your vocabulary and then try to explain to me. Hold your hands behind your back and explain to me that they don't say Tanina. They need 100,000 tonight. They don't say Tanina. But here's not what Tanina. He's not a year. He's not okay. But ask him a cup Tanina. Ask him a cup Tanina. Show him. Pull it out of your back pocket. Tanina.
Why don't we say that Chazakas gives them Mars?
Why is he giving him honest? Is he honest at what? Why is he giving him honest? Wait. What's the taina? The taina that he bought it. The taina that he bought it. The taina that you were there?
No, 7 years.
One second. I said, if he just said he has chazaka and he wants to be Naman, then he bought it 7 years ago because his chazaka wunderbar. But we already said, steht in the Rishbam, that he's Neman on the 7 years. He's not Neman that he bought it 7 years ago with the Chazaka. He's Neman that he was there for 7 years. Rishbam says that. Ayin Shom. What does Rishbam say? What does he say? Yesh Mepharshim. In Tzorchei the Chazaka Zayin Shonim. El Gimel Shem Achrayim. Vanan Mimnina Le'Al Ashar. Meaning that he lived there for 7 years. Not Mamninulay that he bought it 7 years ago. We're believing him al Ashar. The Hainu were believing him, they lived there 7 years. And then Ari explained that very well. Because if he wasn't there for 7 years, yes you did. If he wasn't, I don't care if he meant or not. This is what he meant.
No. And I meant, I think it's wrong.
What?
According to the Yishma version. Why does the Adam on
Look, Ari's moider that when I say he meant that he really meant it, no, he doesn't think he meant it, okay? So don't you know. Yeah.
No, according to the Yishma version, says he has Adam, he was 0, 5, 6, and 7. Why does that help him if it was after the Macha?
Well, once you're saying that there was a Macha, saying why is he. Backwards. Why is it? Why in Atan Dekan? If there's Takan Macha, there's Macha 3 years ago. Yeah, he doesn't have a right. 1 second. He doesn't have Aiden that he was there.
When he used the chazaka, because he's trying to make me mad that he's claiming for a chazaka there was a Macha. That was the Macha happened before he's claiming there was a chazaka.
Seder. So. But he's claiming, he's not claiming that he bought it now. He's claiming he bought it then.
He's claiming
on. Well, one second. Wait. How is that asking a question? What?
That's the question now.
He's saying, why is he Neman? Why does he have a chazaka? Why is he even Neman that he said that he was there for the last 7 years, that he had a chazaka before the Macha? We don't know that he was there, right? Let's start the other way. Let's start Malbez, yeah? Let's start the other way. Does he have a chazaka? Does he have a chazaka?
Now,
does he have a chazaka? No. He was there 3 years now.
Yeah.
Again, we don't know the word migu. We don't.
No use in the shir.
What? No migu. No.
So what's the question?
Where's the chazaka? There was a macha.
He's now.
Seder. But yeah. There's a macha. He's saying he bought it 7 years ago.
Right.
Seder, but there's a macha. So how do we know? Well, what gives him the chazaka to begin with? Because how are we starting with what? Let's start with the macha. The macha before you had a chazaka, so then there's no chazaka.
Yeah.
So why is he Nehman?
If it's a chazaka, sheishma.
No, but you're saying there's a macha. Ari brought us in this idea that it should have been boom in front of us, but Ari nichlo emakom lezgader. Ari bought it. Then he had the macha. We have to deal with the macha of after 3 years. Yeah.
If he's
that's Rishonim's kasha. Yes, that is Rishonim's kasha. And Rishonim answered that a macha aydei mechira, for whatever the svar is, a macha aydei mechira doesn't require. And what do they hold?
You do have to make a mechal for 2 years.
So if you have to make a mechal for 2 years, why by six? Why by six on Jinama? Who cares about the mechal? There was another 4 years after that. That's what which is the Shem's kasha, right? So whatever you're going to say, you have to say a teretz for that. Whatever exactly the nusach of the Torah has been discussed in the last week, what the Yisrael is, you know, is that you can't have a da, you can't have whatever the svar is, right? You know for sure that since it's a marchis, whatever the svar is, since it's a lokeach, for sure he's going to come get you, right? Pay money. Whatever the svar is, you have to say a teretz. You can't just say there's no teretz. He doesn't discuss it, but all the shem deal with it, and then they all give terutzim. And the Teretz says the Mechal is the Sugis, it's a Vaiter.
It's okay.
What? Yeah. The Vaiter's not going to help you, is that what I'm saying?
But why can't you say that the Taina moves? I'm not saying anything, sir. Say that the Taina proves you were there even before the Mechal. You have Chazak? Yes, you have 3 years of Chazak.
You don't have
after Mechal, why should that work? But if you can prove you were there before the Mechal.
You're not proving you were there. You're not proving you were there.
You're just making a Taina you were there.
But again, but it was Mechal, right? The Mecha?
Yeah, but I was there on the entire Karkar for me before the Mecha. Mecha is relevant to me.
But you can't prove that you were there.
But I'm never to say that. I'm never to say that the time that I was there.
Again, but why is it chazaka now? The old chazaka now is after the mechal.
The mechal doesn't mean anything.
The chazaka now is after the mechal. The chazaka now is after the mechal. 3 years ago it was ma'isa. No, it's not imam. The guys.
He has 3 years ma'isa. So what? All he has right now is 3 years. That's what we're calling chazaka, right? But chazaka has to be shmatayah. So the time is 7 years, and that brings me before the
mechal. Yeah,
not the mechal. We don't know you were there. We don't know you. There's a mechal. There's a mechal that you didn't buy. There's a machal that you didn't buy. We don't know that you were there. We don't know that you had a chazaka.
So you have chazaka before the machal.
Okay, so we'll talk about it more afterwards, but I think there's a good kasha here. We'll have to see whether it's shaykh otherwise. Akapanim, Lefiza, maybe we're forced talking to say, like these achrayinim that learning within Migu.
Could you say that?
One second. If you learn within Migu, then obviously Kash is not Shver. Because, obviously, since he's saying, right, he was here 3 years now, could have said he bought it from the Marer. The Marer lived for his Naman with the Migu, then he bought it from the Marikama. Okay?
Then he bought Migu after the Macha.
He's never to say he bought it from the Ma'ar now. Nothing to do with no Machah. If he bought it from the Ma'ar, then there's nothing to do with it. No problem.
He bought it in year 5? No, meaning
what? He bought it after year 4, yes.
With the Migu, what could he have said?
He could have said, I bought it from you. Therefore, he's never
after
to say.
After the Machah.
Yes, of course. Like he bought it from him. He bought it from the Keach. He bought it from the Ma'ar.
And then
he's never to say he bought it before. Oh. Okay, so let's. We have to see whether it's shaykh or not like that at this point. Akbanim, lefi delachrayim, this kash not shver. Either way, we have to explain lefi them what's the difference between 6 and 7. If by 7, so anyway, let's go. Anyway, if we're going back to Mashal and Tumim, we'll learn the Yesh Mefarshim within Migu. So now we have a big question: Pasha Pshat, what is the difference between 7 and 6? Why by 7? Why by 7 you have a Migu, but 6 you don't have a Migu? Oh. So here, Zokhi Tumim, yeah, and the Beis HaLevi. So that's the Beis HaLevi we already had. He started the Beis HaLevi, but in the Yesh Mefarshim, soon the Yesh Mefarshim is going with the, he said already the Rishbam, and then we had a lot of Tzaras, the Beis HaLevi and the Rishbam. Yeah? Beis HaLevi and the Rishbam. What?
Shas problems.
Yeah, we have a big problem. I'm not going back. Yeah? But in the Yesh Mefarshim, we could say it is Chilas. Yesh Mefarshim, we could say that the problem is the Migu Makim Eidim, the Migu Makim An Tzadi, because since it's Achrish Darcha, if by six, right, there was a Macha after 2 years. Macha after 2 years, an Achrish Darcha.
Hold on to
the Ishtar
forever.
What?
Meaning that
you
hold on to the
Ishtar forever. Right. That's the Achrish Darcha. But they machaitu that machal works forever. That's again. But the point is that now is the elma you have migul. You have another migul. Midrash says an achmish darcha. What wins? Achmish darcha is like an atzadi. That's the base label suggested then. Upon the yesh mefarshim, if we can learn the yesh mefarshim with tamigul, then lechayra you have to say that. Learn the yesh mefarshim with tamigul, and then you have to mechal between 6 and 7. Then here the yisrael of the base label comes to life again. And that's what Tumim speaks it out. Tumim speaks it out with Farish, but that's the Yesh Mefarshim. He learns like Mashah and everything. And that's what he learns. That's what Tumim learns that's Midin, Migu, and Makim Eidim. So that can be partial, that can be Chalot. So become a same, but that Yisrael, Migu, Makim Eidim, Migu, Makim Achmishtarach, like Migu, Makim Eidim, if you learn the Yesh Mefarshim, Midin, Migu, then that would have to come out. Now, the Beis HaLevi, so we're very looking for a Shainim that say, you know, do handle this. So he brings down a very important machlokes between the Rosh and the Ramban, and it's got a geshmak that the Ramban would be l'shitasa over here. Okay? The Rosh in Simon Lamed Lamed Aleph says that what happens if the Marikam is moicha in front of the machzik without Edim. Yeah? And the machzik is maida that he was maida, that he was maicha. Yeah? Says the Rosh. Yirah li. Yirah. How to come in machab if neshnayim? Yeah? Yeah? The Gemara of this said, in machab if neshnayim. Hainu lafuki mandel meshloyishet lechashin lebluy milsa shemicha shlebefanav av lemicha befanav. The whole machab, right? Micha befanav av lo yeidim v'humoyde b'machab lo yehava chazaka. Why? The trey l'sadusa b'inon v'arei humoyde. Why do you need two? The mandel yinim mechab if neshnayim. Als eidus. If one second, if the guy is Maid, that's Baldin, Maid and Dami. But it wasn't Machos, Maid is a Machazaka. Who do like Maid Shkasa Baramban? That feel we Meicha Bifanov, Bifne Erechon, we have Machos. Mishamigu. Mishamigu. No, believe me that I bought it. Because I could have said that you weren't Maicha.
That's a migul mafreya.
No, it's not.
Why not? You already mind it.
What?
You already mind it.
It's the same time. It's not. It's right now. Yeah. So again, the zok the rosh would like a maish kasa veramban. Would like a maish kasa veramban. That yemaicha shaloi b'fnei edim. Yemaicha in front of the guy, right to his face, and he's maida says the ramban. And then you come to say, "Where's my? Give me the field." The guy could say, "I'm a chazaka. I lost the shtar. I was meicha. Okay, you're right. You're meicha. I still lost the shtar. I'm a klotz. Yeah. I'm mecha. Teretz says I'm migul because it proved to me that you're meicha. Since I could have said, yeah." That I wasn't my, that you weren't Maicha, I'm never to say that.
It's precious.
Whatever. I'm never to say that I bought the field. Yeah? And I'm a chazaka. Velesa, Velesharech Naskir Kamigu, Vahila is our Bishtara, keeping the others, and Micha. Hakmesh Kanchani. What, if you might the guy was Maicha, then you shouldn't watch your star. But you can't be now with the Migu. Says the base of Levi, what's the Machlaikas over here? Machlaikas is where the Migu Makam have a star, because I can Migu Makam made him or not. The Rosh says, what are you telling me even me? You might that the guy was Maicha, then you shouldn't watch your star. I am a Migu. Doesn't help you, Migu. Once you might they shouldn't watch your star, and you didn't, then you're not in that one with a Migu. The Ramban says, no, you're not with a Migu.
I mean, is the Eidim that you're working against?
Well, the Eidim you're working against is Achmish Darcha. Once you're Maida, then it's Achmish Darcha. Once you're Maida, then Achmish Darcha. The Achmish Darcha is then Ansari. It came about like that but now it's removed from you. Now it's Achmish Darcha. It's Achmish Darcha that's screaming against you.
But you have
the Achmish
Darcha
on yourself. Seder. So that's Migu. But there's Achmish Darcha here. The Achmish Darcha is removed from you. Right now it's Achmish Darcha screaming. It's screaming. Where's your star? The whole world's screaming at you. Where's your star? Yeah, you're right. The way we know that you should have been, you should have been, because you're married. Say it, but it's not right now. Right now, it's removed from you. Right now, it's not mishnarcha. So Meila is up to base of Levi. L'chayr is machleikis the Rosh and the Ramban is good for this very important nakuda. Are you neman with the migu the makam achmish darcha? And I said it's gorgeous that the Ramban l'shtasay Ramban Narsu Kitake says you neman with the migu. Right? You know what I mean? An argamara, that's why he said an argamara, it's dafka, it is Edim. But if there's no Edim, in the case of six, yeah, even though there's an Achmish Darcha, there was a Mecha, after 2 years, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. But he's still in Nam with a Migu. Because we say that Achmish Darcha is not considered like Edim. You know what I mean? It's Achmish Darcha. It's very nice, the Ramban Lishtasai over there and over here, Dr. Beis HaLevi, that the Rosh Taka holds holds not like that. So Melo, the Eish, he wants to claim from the Eish Mefarshim as well, like the Tumim. Eish Mefarshim learns that the reason, again, if you work in the Eish Mefarshim Tamigo, then Moshe the Chilip between 6 and 7 is over here is Nach Mishtarcha. If it's Nach Mishtarcha, even if you have a Migo, then it's a Migo Mag Machashar, it's like a Migo Mag Meidim. Like now we have a Rosh Taka says it. And Ulai, Yesh Mefarshim, the Rabban, again, the Rishban, we had issues, but at least now this Shita, in our sugya, comes to play again, yes.
It's a side question, I just realized, but if would the guy be able to, like, get rid of the Achri Shtarcha, in this case, by saying, like, I knew I could say this Migu, so I got rid of my Shtar?
I'm dizzy already.
Could the guy Taina that he didn't watch his Shtar?
No, I understood what he said. But like, you know, what can, you know, right. I'm just busy thinking about, you know, the Galber Chayzer over there. Very well. Okay. But that's not about anyway.
I know, they're not talking about that. Right.
Now, okay. Fine, so that's one Nekuda, very important, which is Ferois with the Eish Mefarshim. Now, entices itself, yeah, Vaimiri. So what does Taisa say? And he was scared to say, "Ain't the migu." Why? Because me karli itan klal me nachzem binte. The any day imiyesh leishtar shkanasim manu. He doesn't know guys leishtar. We said the pashm shad because he's scared that the guy maybe doesn't have a shtar. The mar the marikam is going to come and claim. He ain't this kadesh. Whatever. Oh, so Sam asked me kasha. And I told him, I said, Rabbi Sam, but I was going to go, shh.
I might shit.
What?
I didn't. It's not good.
You just, what?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? He asked the kasha. L'chayr, the Gemara says, in chamachag yudel mizu, can we say that there's a shtar, it's mighty a kol, so if it's mighty a kol, so then how can you say he doesn't know about it? Which is similar to what I asked the other day. What?
No, you don't have to look at
it. I asked the other day, who did I ask this?
Which one?
What?
So we had the same thing.
He didn't know about the star.
Oh, the Ram says the reason why he didn't explain, he said Shnei Chazak, he didn't say 7 years, but he didn't know, but he didn't, that was my question, right?
One second.
So Kash is Fred. Rabbi Samber Luchayra. How can you say it doesn't know? And the Chomachag Gedolim Mizu. And the call Machal generates a the Shtar the Mechir generates a call. So then I found that Teres Chaim asked the Kasha.
Classic.
CC what?
Classic Rabbi Samber.
What?
Pounds Teres Chaim.
Okay. I heard yesterday I'm a plug of Teres Chaim and Teres Moshe.
Is this being Kasha by the Rabbi Yehuda as well?
What?
First, can this be Kasha by Rabbi Yehuda as well? Rabbi Yehuda says over here that they're going to be in cahoots. They can't make a cahoots if there's a call on the star. They can't be in cahoots if the star may believe that never happens. There's a call on the star. The star's around. How can you co-create a hiding? No one.
Yeah, it's a different question. It's not the same question. Okay, so Ari wants to suggest a pattern.
If the sale is the greatest possible mahal, then...
And the question is, how could the why are we saying that the machzik didn't know what the... Now the mara comes and says, get out of my field. He didn't know that if they had a shtar, b'l'chayra, why is there a kol? Why is the Ein Lecha Mechal Gedolim Mizu? He spoke out because a star is might say kol. That's why if he just sold with Edim, and we say it's not a Mechal. Right? It's only a b'shtar. It's Mechal. I think more might say that later. Yeah. So it means there's a kol. It means there's a kol. So So then it's happening, and he knows he has a shtar. Mechayr. Yes, Ari. Ari about to explode. Okay.
That Shkech, he knew he had a shtar, but how does he know he has a shtar now? It was 4 years ago. People lose their shtar after 3 years. So maybe this guy didn't hold on to it.
I mean, he knows this guy bought it with a shtar.
4 years ago.
4 years ago.
He
doesn't know that he still has the shtar. And therefore, what's he worried about?
If the guy...
What's he worried about? But put it back in Tyson. So what's he worried about? We're saying all it's in Tyson. I'm not just saying it's in Lufthansa.
If the guy just lost his shtar...
Again, he knows that before you go ahead a shtar.
Uh-huh.
The guy comes and says, we're doing my field. Uh-huh. But still he thinks maybe the guy doesn't have a shtar and the Murakami is going to come and get it.
Yeah.
What?
Why not?
He's afraid to see the Migu because what?
No, because if the guy lost his...
He wouldn't want to say they bought it from the guy because maybe the guy lost his shtar. He's chayish, maybe the guy lost his shtar. Once the guy loses his shtar,
he messed himself
then
up.
Then now the Marikam is going to come, take it away from him.
Toso says he doesn't
okay.
know.
What?
Toso says he doesn't know if he has a shtar.
I'm not
saying if he's a
son.
Any day
Yesh Lezeh Shtar. Demei Kar,
he doesn't know
if
he has a shtar.
Any day Yesh Lezeh Shtar, Shekona Mimenu.
For the Marikam, he definitely knows he has a shtar. If there's a call, he would know.
What?
So if he lost
his shtar. I don't know.
He knows that he lost his shtar.
I think it's a parrot. I don't think it's more than 39. Yeah. Fine. Okay, so that's one parrot. Now, the Teres Chaim. What is Teres Chaim answer?
Yes.
Teres Chaim.
Near the
what?
Near the middle.
The Teres Chaim. Look, Teres Chaim. Kosra Taisvis, Kosha, the medium of the time, and the Ochish is by man, which is given Mokra, call it Kamash Kosra Rosh, Kim the Yod, the Mokra, Alo Isa. Kain and Maile have a Megu, Malia, Kim the Yod, is Kana. Kain there, Loy Mina Megu Bechai Gavna, Mishum, that Megu da Oza.
What?
He learns, I guess he says the Megu da Oza. It's a Megu that's a chutzpah. I mean, all the Megu Tain is more of a chutzpah. Because he can't be machashim. In other words, him to say that I bought it from you, that's more of a chutzpah. You come to me and say, yeah, my boy is my iris. I say, I bought it from you. I'll say that what we're saying, it's not true, right?
Right.
So that's like pretty
chutzpah.
Right? It comes straight to the guy's face, I bought it from you, and it's easier for me to say, I bought it from the other guy. Right? Then it's less awesome.
You feel like the answer we had before. Like,
now, no.
That's not what Tessa says, though.
I didn't say that Tessa says. So what Tessa Chaim says.
She says it's in Fidehi, or like he doesn't like Tessa's?
No, I don't think he's coming to different Tessa's.
Oh.
Now, there are a Chaim Gimbala Jutsim. And both of these are kind of important Jutsim in. And that is the Sma and the Shach. Sma in Simon Kufman Dalid. Sipkot and Dalid. So of this Sma. Tum Taima. Harosh Kasa Blayhak Mechira, the Ben Lekech, the Ben Mechira, Rebbe Lekech, Mechalkim Bishtar, this way Kala. It's a Rosh that speaks that out. And Kain, Ech Naim, and Ainle Migu, Mishim Shem Ainle Shtar, again, the Kash. Eshlaimar, Dat the Kol Mechot, Tzrichalia is Ba'ifin, Sheyuchal Machzeg Livada, Miu, Blaybinon, She. Yevod al kapanim. Daf mamre aiden. This brings us back.
Rosh.
Oh, very good. The Rosh, the beginning of the parak, right? We discussed it. Right? What happens if the guy says that?
Aiden say that.
Aiden say they didn't pass it on. He was mocha in front of Edom, and Edom say, we didn't pass it on. What does the Rosh say? It's a good chazaka anyway. Why? Because it's a good mocha. Just kidding, right? Just want to see if you're awake. It's a good mocha. Why? Because he did mashem mudala. Chazal said the whole business, and he has to know what he did. He did what he did. And therefore, even though we know that the machzik never heard about it, still, it's a good macha. What's the problem?
Who is it? Who's saying this?
Who's talking out? It's Sma.
Sma?
It's for what I'm saying.
So Mael is up there. So Mael is up there. So over here also, even though we say that the star, yeah, could generate a call. Yeah, to the extent that it's reasonable to say that maybe it's enough to say that there's a reasonable chance that the machzik will hear it. That's enough. You don't need for sure the machzik will hear it. The meila, he's going a step further. As long as you're making a way that it could be heard, the meila, we say it's good macha. So meila there also. We say that the mechira could be heard. It's not mocha that he heard. So meila.
Heard that the mecher sold the land that he's sitting on to someone else. He's not near about that.
Maybe he didn't hear.
Isn't like a super star to say that like you can hear what happens on the land you're on. You said that you can hear like someone's on your land. So when you hear like if the guy who sold it to you sold it to someone else.
Okay, that's good svara. Good svara. But,
So
because his Teretz's bottom line is that based on the Rosh, again, it's not based on the Rosh, it's not Mamash saying the Rosh, based on the Rosh, that at the end of the day, we don't need the, it doesn't have to be Machal, the guy that we know for sure the guy heard. The Melech can say, as long as it could be heard, that's enough, but doesn't necessarily mean he heard. The Melech doesn't necessarily mean that he heard. So the Melech can say that it's not the Migu, it's not a good Migu because he'd be maybe in an ear, and therefore that's why he didn't taina that. Therefore, he wouldn't want a taina. He wouldn't want a taina that he bought from him. What Taisa says. That's the smart. The Shach in Sivka and Yutes. What?
A question before, like when the machzik shows up in Bezin, the Amar shows up in Bezin, right? He says, "My boss, by Ara." Does the machzik have to say like right away, like a taina, or just like he's saying, "Who are you? Like why are you kicking me off?" Wouldn't
he probably could say that.
So why don't you just ask the machzik like, "Hey, who are you?" And he's gonna either say, "I have a star," or "I don't."
Okay, could be right. Yeah, maybe he did that. Then there's all this stuff and that.
But that should be the
passion
of the case that he can't show
you
over the star, or else why did he respond?
Otherwise, who are you?
Why did he
respond? I'll be myself to the question. He doesn't have Aiden that he was there before. He's Markham. No, I'm saying he was never there, right? Myself, he was never there. So he can't even say that I live there. I'm Aiden that I'm Markham. He doesn't know him Dorach Yaima, right? I mean, that's the question. No Dorach Yaima. Mela.
He's like over enthusiastic, like shooting himself in the foot.
So Shach. Also is bothered by this question. He says, "Bachka shmach b'shtar this lekala." Same problem. Chomakim nihi this lekala shemachra. Chomakim ain't a kala shemachra lezep. The call would like it as chayim. The mebachka lo mechorim klal would like it as chayim. That Baba is kashing says, you know, different rejects the whole thing. He says all the teretz because of us. He doesn't go to his teretz, right? Shaz a shach. And if not, even there's a call, but the call doesn't say who he sold to necessarily. There's a call that he sold it. The shtar that generates a call, zok to shach, doesn't necessarily mean. But doesn't tell me who it was. Man, when this guy comes.
Why shouldn't be talking to him?
No, it's again. Look, Chayra, at least he should, you know, No, again, obviously they have to suspect that this is the guy, right? But Charles, though, he's not convinced. And therefore, he's still scared, right? All he needs is that...
be enough to talk to him, but scared,
right,
to be able
to... That's right. To say that, you know, that he assumes this guy has the star, he doesn't know. Some board him, good chance that it's him. Yeah, but Maisa, to say that, you know, I'm convinced that it's him, and therefore I'm gonna open myself up for trouble by saying that I bought it from him, I still might want to do it.
But both Usman and the Shach seem to take for granted that if you knew Bada, he had a star, you would have a star now. They're not saying what I'm saying.
Of course, they're not saying what you're saying.
They're both saying that if you knew he had it, he would for sure have it 4 years later.
They would say Teretz.
So I'm saying, why?
I didn't say Teretz is bad. No, I'm saying, I like that, but they're saying not like that.
Why they have a Bada that after 4 years he's the
campus? I don't know. I heard you cry. I heard you twice. I heard it was a good Svara. That since it was 4 years ago, he doesn't necessarily know that he has the shtar. He's worried about the guy.
No, because you only lose the shtar if you're acting like a bot. If you have a legend.
Can't have a right to the shtar.
Ooh, excellent. Wow. Also good. Also good. I said, I'm saying you're a terrorist now. That's just a terrorist for the shock and the smack. It knocks it out. The guy has no reason to feel comfortable. He's not on the field. Just like you were saying, it's like this is your svara. We got it 3 years, you know, when he's saying he bought it 7 years ago, by 7 years, because he wasn't there, he claims he bought it 7 years, 3 years before the mechal, but he says it's still mechal because he can't prove that he was on it, so he shouldn't feel comfortable. Because it's your svara. Oh, that's very good. That's not why the Karim don't say this, because he had no business. You can't say like Ari said that maybe he lost the shtar. That maybe he not heard 4 years ago. He knows 4 years ago it was a call, mamish, everything, 100%. He knows that Chaim Shmerl bought the field. Yeah, say it. But what about? But since then maybe he lost it. We know Gemushan Mizrav Shtara. Yeah. So Mayla, that's why he doesn't feel comfortable saying he bought it from him. It's not true. Because that's only when you're on your mask on the field and no one's Maicha, and you can say you felt comfortable. But this case, the Maicha / Ma'ar, he was never on the field, he never stepped foot on the field. So Mayla, he certainly wasn't there 3 years, he should feel comfortable. He has no business to lose the shtar. So Mayla, Vivai is going to say that the Machzik heard everything, if he talked about everything, like the Harim Kasha, if he heard everything, then he has no reason not to say he bought it from him. Why would he need to lose his time? He had no reason to lose his time. He knows 4 years ago, but it's 4 years ago when he didn't step on the field. So then he had no reason that the Svar of Gimel Shem Bezer Bishtar, like we say 100 million times, that's right only when you're there and then you feel comfortable, then you're about to lose your start. If you weren't even on the field, Avada, you had no excuse to feel comfortable. A Mela, you had no reason to lose your start. Mela, that's why the Chayinim, Muchazacha, we had to find another Svara. Why the guy with that taina, they bought it from him knowing as a call that this guy bought it.
Now, the question about the Jewish amigo.
Scar, that one.
That's right.
Oh, man.
The next, so yeah, even at 1:14, I can talk the next.
What is our man doing?